We're just hearing, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. That this audio has come in from another station over on the AM band. A man who wants to have a piece of our man, which is dangerous, Bill.
Being the duck.
Yeah, it's dangerous if you want to head down this path. Well, let me just put it this way. If you want to head down this path, Damo, you better know what you're doing.
What's your saying? Do you better... A knife
and a gunfight. You just better know what you're doing. Anyway, let's have a listen to Kane Corns on SEN talking about Wayne Carey.
I thought the coverage of Wayne Carey, and good on him, but the coverage of Taylor Walker's game and the high praise was over the top as opposed to the performance. Look, he played a good captain's game. He kicked four goals. One of them was from the goal square as a result of a 50-metre penalty. The other one was from 30 centimetres out on the goal line. He was good, but he wasn't as good.
What
I think has happened is that someone, and Wayne still has good connections with people in Adelaide, someone has got in his ear and just said, look, Tex has been under the pump this week. Would you just mind giving him some praise this week?
Is your opinion purchasable?
Is very, very interesting. I don't get seduced by anyone in the media and or friends. What I do is I form my own opinions, and some of those opinions are strong, and I stick by them. They're based on fact. Tex Walker has been voted by his peers the last 2 years in a row as the best captain in the AFL. I don't pot an individual off the back of one game. Mm. Just unlike some other individuals that have vendettas against players. At any point in time will attack them for anything that they do. Mm. And I will ask Kane this. Being a shock jock in this industry has a limited time. Right now, his vendetta against Tex Walker is not looking very favourable on him because he got made look like a fool last night.
And the Rioli's.
Because Tex Walker played an absolutely brilliant captain's game last night, led from the front, was injured, came into the game injured, and stood up like a good captain does. And he might, who knows, get voted for the third year in a row by his peers. So there seems to be one small man that seems to have something against Tex.
Don't get personal.
Well, he took my credibility into account. And
do you have connections over there still? And did they ring you?
I'm still friends with people at Adelaide, but I wouldn't matter what anyone said to me about anything. I have an opinion, and before the game last night, and Kane wouldn't hear everything that I say during the week, I was saying all of the same stuff before he actually played last night. So if he'd played a bad game last night, I still wouldn't have potted him.
So your opinion's not purchasable?
No, it's not.
Do you get annoyed?
Brian's is. Do you get annoyed?
Is that true, Brian?
No. Not a bad one for Purple.
Yeah, Purple. It's taken him an hour and a half, but he actually got a decent one out there, Purple.
And in saying, just on Kane, I love the fact that Kane Corns speaks his mind, on this particular topic.
He won't back just down. Is he trying to shock jock us too much?
He's a bit of a shock jock.
What is his issue with Tex, by the way? They just don't personally like it.
What is it, Bill? We talk about it almost weekly on the Sunday for don't we? I don't know. There's a history.
Well, I think it goes back to the Adelaide, Port Adelaide.
Does it?
Days. And there is something there because a couple of times there, Tex has gone to come on air. Yeah, we were all sitting around. Mm. And he's mic'd up. We've all got the mics on. And Tex goes, oh, no. That dickhead's on the panel, and Kane's there. He can hear it. So it's been going on for a while.
He